My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now, she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how to get a smartphone on us. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.
In life, we come to expect certain things. Light bulbs light and tigers roar. But what if we came to expect something more? At Honda, that's just what we do. And it's led us to the Honda Accord LX. With more torque and passenger volume than a Toyota Camry. Hurry in to your local Honda dealer and test drive the Honda Accord today to see what expecting more gets you.
Comparison made to comparably equipped models. See dealer for financing details.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this edition of Stream On. I'm Jim Williams, your host. And this Thursday night NFL Game of the Week, the Chicago Bears at the Green Bay Packers, marks the first game streamed by Amazon on their Prime Video service. Now, Amazon paid the NFL $50 million for the rights to the Thursday night Game of the Week. The games will air also on CBS and on the NFL Network. Last year, Twitter paid $10 million for the same package. Now, according to Jeff Blackburn, Amazon's head of business development and entertainment, he said that we are focused on bringing our customers what they want to watch. Prime members want to watch the NFL. It's our goal to get it for them. For us, it's all about starting to bring live sports to Prime members all around the world. Meanwhile, will fans watch the game? Well, I asked two multi-award-winning sports writers, Joe Henderson and Tim Williams, both of whom who've covered the NFL for a combined total of 50 years. Okay, Joe, you've got first crack at the question, then we'll go to Tim. Amazon, will people watch the NFL game streamed on Amazon Prime?
I've got my streaming internet radio sitting next to me here, and satellite and all that stuff. It's just another source to watch the game, I guess. I would never underestimate Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon. You know, my question is, are they going to eventually deliver the game by drone? You know, it's I don't think it's going to have that much impact at first. First off, you know, the audience for Thursday night games is kind of being, shall we say, disintegrating. I'm not going to sit there and watch it on my phone or, you know, my app or anything like that. But, you know, 10 years down the road, we may look back at this and go, you know, genius. And that's one thing you got to give the people at Amazon credit for, is that they, I wouldn't want to play chess with those guys because they're always thinking 10 moves ahead.
Well, in a large part, this is no different, guys, than the early days of cable when USA and ESPN and others, you know, took forays into the sports business where, you know, the big three networks had it all nailed down. So this is just another distribution. And if you recall, back in the day when we spoke, you know, to Mike Oresko from the American Conference, he had talked about the possibility of someday having college football games on Amazon and Hulu and some of these other less traditional, you know, outlets, but streaming sources.
Well, sports outlets have to start thinking about that, because the more you hear about cable cutting and you see people that are just canceling their services and going with these all online packages, and the increasing amount of companies like HBO and Showtime and the like that are offering their services where you can just pay them and get it on the internet rather than paying for cable. Well, that's going to hurt sports sooner or later if Amazon and the Netflixes of the world don't get involved. And this is a big step, and it will be a good trial run to see how this will do. I know Yahoo has done this in the past. I know their first run seemed very much like a trial run. It was very hard to connect, and the connection wasn't great. Amazon seems to be a little more well-equipped to do this, so we shall see. But this could be an important step in terms of how football and other sports leagues are going to make their money as television starts to see, you know, it's going to be a long time, but television is going to decline, it seems like, and it's got to go somewhere. That business has to keep going, or we're going to see the leagues change.
Well, there's one key point to this Amazon thing that we haven't discussed. First off, they're paying $50 million mm-hmm. for the rights to televise 10 games or stream 10 games, we should say. Mm-hmm. That's compared to $10 million that Twitter paid last year. But the real reason Amazon did this, it's not to reach us. It's to reach people over across the pond. This is going global. Because it's available to Prime Video members, and they're in like 200 countries around the world. So if you're sitting over in Australia, you can watch this game if you want to. And that's the big step forward, I think, for Amazon and for the NFL. And, you know, Tim, you're absolutely right. The world of sports television and rights fees is just being blown up in front of our eyes. So forward thinking move by Amazon and by the NFL brings them in a cool 50 mil, which would pay what Ira about a fraction of what Jameis Winston's going to get in a contract extension in a couple of years. But, you know, it opens their game up globally, and that's certainly something the NFL has always made no secret that they want to do.
From a business standpoint, if you're Jeff Bezos, it's a wise thing to do, because how many more, you know, Prime people will he sign up?
Well, he might sign up a bunch overseas. You know, if you're, let's just say you're an American living in France.
Okay.
And you're a Packers fan. And all of a sudden you go, hey, wait a minute, I can do what? You're going to sign up for Prime. Sure you are. And if you haven't already. And like I said, I'm a Prime member. I'm not trying to give them a free advertisement here. They certainly don't need it, but it's a great service. And the fact that now they add this to it just makes it, from Amazon's perspective, more appealing. And from the NFL, it is a leap ahead of anything any other sports league has done globally.
It's also it's big for streaming as well, because you'll notice there's not a lot of live stuff being offered by these streaming companies. You go on and you see these pre-made shows, and they're often very good shows. On Amazon's end, I really like the Grand Tour, but that they're not live. And having live programming like football, well, that's something that TV's clinging to right now. So if they consider these cable companies a competitor of sorts, this would be a good way to go after them to get some live programming. Right now, that's something TV has over the internet, and Amazon can change that with, well, the resources they have, which, as Joe pointed out, involves a lot of money.
Well, and think of it also as a way to soften up the ground for future expansion overseas. Think about that. You're exposing your game to potentially millions more people. As we see in London with the NFL, those games are now becoming a fixture over there. The league has made no secret that it wants to expand its international footprint. What better way to do that than with something like this? So, you know, Jeff Bezos is in the habit of losing money, so they must have figured out they can make money on it for Amazon, and the NFL certainly is going, yeah, we're all in. So 5 years from now, we may be wondering what took them so long to think of this.
Many thanks to Joe Henderson and Tim Williams for weighing in on the NFL on Amazon. I think we can all agree that it's going to be a successful venture, certainly both short run and long run, for Amazon and for the NFL. So, after these words, we'll be back with none other than Jay Henderson, no relation to Joe, talking about Internet Protocol Television. That's right, IPTV. And that'll be Jay Henderson from Boom Media right after these words. You're listening to Stream On. Hey, everybody. Jim Williams for Amazon Prime Channels. You know, if you're like me, you want to watch TV without subscribing to cable. I mean, watch on your own terms. You can get HBO, Showtime, BritBox, Acorn, Stars, Epix. They're just a few of the wonderful channel offerings you can find at Amazon Prime Channels. Now, all of these channels come with a free trial, and if you do decide to subscribe, you're going to get them at a reduced price. So check out Amazon Prime Channels in the link below in our show box for all the details. That's Amazon Prime Channels.
Hey, everyone. I'm here with Jay Henderson from Boom Media. And Jay, you know, let's talk a little bit about IPTV, Internet Protocol Television. What is it, and what can we expect when we decide or consider subscribing to it?
So IPTV is basically a new way of having, you know, what's normally cable. So Internet TV is streams that you get from the Internet. And what a lot of the programmers like us do is we bunch them together in the best packages we can and sell them all together. So like with your cable company, you know, you buy the box, you rent the box essentially every month, and you get a set list of channels. And for everything you get above that, you pay a little extra. And IPTV is really going the opposite way. We're giving you everything we can for as low as we can to still remain, you know, above the water and keep providing the service.
Now, is IPTV legal?
IPTV is legal. I'm sure there are, you know, services that are illegal. In the USA, the law is really protecting people from downloading, copywriting, and distributing content. What we do is we find these links online and we share them with you. So we're not doing anything illegal. You're not doing anything illegal. And the government really hasn't taken many steps in the U.S. to protect protect these streams from being brought down. And the reason for that is there's so many gray areas involved. When you talk about, you know, blocking an IPTV service, you're talking about blocking the websites. And then, you know, that kind of brings into, well, do you have to block Google? Do you have to block any other service that you really have the ability to find these streams? And that's really what's holding everything, you know, above water for U.S. customers. I know in the UK, there's been some lawsuits. There's been a lawsuit recently with Canada and TV add-ons. And TV add-ons has taken the stance that we haven't done anything wrong. This stuff is freely available. All we're doing is sharing links. So I'm interested to see in the U.S. how that turns out. But as of right now, I mean, you know, there's nothing illegal about it. And if you do have concerns, plenty of VPNs out there that protect your anonymity.
What is a VPN, so that people know?
VPN is a virtual private network. So essentially, when you connect your, you know, your Android box or your Amazon box to your VPN, and let's say I wanted to watch IPTV, and I wanted to connect to a channel. So what VPN does is takes your request and bounces it off an anonymous server, and that anonymous server sends the request to the actual website, and it kind of bounces back that way. So your IP address and your information never gets revealed to, you know, what you're actually doing, or, you know, surfing and whatever else you're doing on your computer or, you know, laptop, whatever.
Is IPTV portable?
Yes and no. So with our service, IPTV Realm, we have a limit of 3 household devices as well as a mobile device. So the thing that I think a lot of people don't understand when they do try to do account sharing is that the cost for the servers and just the massive cost to keep these kinds of things running, it doesn't do us any favors to allow people to say, you know, buy an account, share it with their brother in another state and then their mom in another state. Essentially, that's 3 different accounts being used for one. And we do monitor that and we do block it. But if you have your account and you have a mobile phone or a tablet, it is absolutely portable in that sense.
Okay. So you can... You don't have to physically, in other words, if you're traveling and you want to take your you know, laptop, or you want to take your iPad or whatever with you, you can, and you will not lose your service.
Absolutely. That's correct. The thing we really look out for is simultaneous connections from multiple locations. That's the kind of thing that we frown upon for sure. We will give a warning, but I mean, there's a lot of people out there that obviously are trying to get the best deal they can and manipulate the system. And it's our job to combat them. And, you know, it's kind of like the cops and the bad guys. Mm-hmm. It's your job to be the criminal and my job to chase you down and put you in jail.
Okay, well, on that note, let's stay away from becoming criminals or being put in jail. No future in that. A lot of questions that I've been receiving about IPTV with regard to recording. Now, you can't sell me a DVR situation because that's already been litigated and that's against the law.
Right.
Is it possible for me personally, and I'm saying now me being the listeners and of this podcast, is there a way they can have a DVR that records anything, which would include recording IPTV?
There's a way to do everything. You know, that's one of the areas I offer no support to any of my customers because that makes it illegal. When you're recording it and possessing it, that is illegal. But I believe I may have responded to one of your emails with the exact phrases, Google is your friend. If you absolutely, you know, need to have it recorded, you're free to figure out how to do it yourself and do it. But at the same time, with some of the other add-ons, especially with IPTV Realm, if you have, you know, the Android device or an Amazon device, you already have VOD content. You have an add-on called Exodus that you can install right from the same repository. You don't really need to record it. Everything is available 24/7.
Right.
Like a TV show airs tonight, be available an hour or two later. There's really no need to record it. Save the money and just, you know, buy a year subscription instead.
Makes sense. With regard to some of the things that you were talking about earlier, what do you think the biggest misconception is about IPTV?
Well, there's been a lot of in and out companies. I think one major misconception is it's not good. And that really reflects, I think, upon some of the services that came out. They went cheap and they couldn't afford to stay above water and they exit scammed. And that makes all of us look bad. Us legitimate businesses trying to grow and expand. That makes all of us look bad in the sense that people are you know, kind of weary about making a purchase for $100 for a year or something like that, because they're worried we're going to disappear with their money. But we've been around a long time. Our product continues to improve over and over again. We're always doing new things. And, you know, just the other misconception is people think it's illegal in the U.S. because there's a lot of, you know, fake news and cable companies are out there, you know, trying to shut this down. And why wouldn't they? They're losing billions of dollars a year to people cutting the cord. And I think they're going to have to find a way to become more competitive with us. And we're going to, you know, hopefully change the market, the way the market works. Instead of that, you know, 30 or 40 channels for $70 a month and then, you know, upgrade packages that bring your cable bill to $180, we're going to force them to reevaluate how they bill the customer. And, you know, I am aware that a lot of times what you're paying for is not the cable, you're paying for all the lines that have been laid over the last few decades and things like that. But they're going to have to change their strategy because we're taking over. We're winning.
Now, your competition is folks like Sling and DirecTV Now and YouTube and some of the others, Hulu. But again, you know, you're paying in situations like that where they're scaling you up on it. So you know, again, IPTV is key. Jay, when you know, obviously everybody wants to get the highest quality. Does IPTV deliver the HD, the 4K type quality?
So we're not really capable of the 4K quality yet, and the real reason for that is it's just the streams aren't there for us to find and deliver to you. As time goes on, I would assume, you know, probably within the next year, maybe two, that we'll start seeing more 4K content. We have been able to get some of the sports streams. MLB this year had mostly 4K games. But that also, people have to remember your device has to be capable of 4K, your HDMI cable, your TV, all has to be 4K in order for those things to work. But yes, I mean, as of now, we're still doing 720 and up when the streams are available, 1080p when they're available. But in a lot of other countries, they're just simply not broadcasting in HD. Some of the Indian channels and You know, Punjabi and all those different channels, they're just not in HD. So obviously we can't upscale them or make them better. For the most part, we do deliver. Our streams are HD. They're buffer free if you have a solid internet connection and a solid device.
It's interesting to me of you've obviously gone out and looked and searched for different, you know, television networks around the world. Who has the best quality video out there?
Meaning for IPTV or which
yeah, for
country?
IPTV from the, yeah, which country?
I would say us. IPTV realm in the U.S. channels. Uh-huh. The U.K. channels are always high quality. Canada's usually high quality. Mm-hmm. Some of the other European countries, I haven't spent a lot of time watching because I don't speak 40 languages.
Right.
But they are also usually available in HD and they're good quality. And as far as I know, I mean, I've tested quite a few IPTV services and we are the best. That's why we're growing so quickly. You know, people pay a low rate and they get an awesome product and they come back and they tell their friends and they're sharing it on Facebook. I mean, that's how you found us. And that's how we build our relationship is simply, you know, a consumer and testing it and liking it. And that's really what we rely on is having a good product and word of mouth.
Okay, that brings to an end yet another edition of Stream On. You know, if you haven't had a chance to subscribe to us yet, well, it's easy enough done. You can get us through the iTunes Store. You can get us through Google Play. You can get us through TuneIn. You can get us through Stitcher and also Blog Talk Radio. Okay, so that's five places where you can subscribe to Stream On, and we will come to your phone every single week without fail. Okay? All right. Well, special thanks to Joe Henderson and Tim Williams for weighing in on Amazon Prime's major investment in the NFL. They think it's going to pay off. I agree with them. Also, to our buddy from Boom Media, that, of course, would be Jay Henderson. No relation to Joe, but Jay gives us all that very interesting information on IPTV, something that I'm sure that you're going to want to check out. Okay? Well, thanks for joining us on this edition of Stream On. I'm your host, Jim Williams. And until next time, have a wonderful and safe week.
Here's how to play Sip, Peel, Win at Dunkin'. Just sip, peel, win.
I want a doormat.
Look more closely.
I want a dog mat.
Put on your reading glasses.
I want a donut.
There you go. Enjoy a large or extra large coffee for your chance to win from millions of prizes like JetBlue travel certificates, Fandango movie tickets, or Fanatics gear. Just sip, peel, win at Dunkin'. America runs on Dunkin'. No purchase necessary. 13 plus ends 10/15/18 or while supplies last. For game piece and official rules, visit sippeelwin.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.